All right, at 9:01, my name is Jay Green. This is DCB Jazz for a Saturday morning, and I have in the studio with me Petra Van Nouse, and we are going to be talking about her new CD with Dennis Luxon, who just arrived, and we have to go let in after we go off mic. All right. Good morning, Petra. How are you?
Great. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing great, man. It's looking like it's beautiful out there. It's getting nice.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's warming up.
All right. Well, your new release, I just received the for real copy with all the pictures and everything on it. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's called From Me to You. Now, Petra, give our listeners a little background on you and Dennis playing together.
Well, I've been lucky enough to play with Dennis on and off for about 20 years since I moved here, but we really started playing together a lot, maybe 7 years ago, I think. And we recorded an album in 2018-19 that was called Because We're Night People, all night-themed music, and then
That was also at Pianoforte.
At Pianoforte, exactly, like this one was. But then as the pandemic was kind of unwinding and things were opening up, the owner of Le Piano, Chad Willits, invited us to start playing there at Le Piano on a weekly basis every Saturday night for the late night set, which kind of coincided well with our previous release, Because We're Night People. It was almost... We put it out there into the world, and then it happened, one of those. But we've been playing at Le Piano every Saturday night, 11 to 1 a.m. And
they call it the Afterglow set.
The Afterglow set, that's
there
right. And that's really, we've always had a connection when we were playing, but that's really where things have taken off. I feel like we've really grown as a duo because we play a lot of other gigs too, but just having that kind of steady gig and it's just such a warm and supportive atmosphere. There's a beautiful grand piano. Chad is so encouraging. He
is
always wants
tune?
You. Oh my gosh, it's in tune. Chad keeps it in tune. He knows how to tune his own piano.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the daughter of a piano tuner, so I'm like very aware of these things.
Okay.
So it's a beautiful piano. It's in tune. It's a gorgeous room. Wonderful group of different people that come in that place, and it's just the perfect setting for what we do. It's late at night. Chad really encourages us to express ourselves and be ourselves and do the music that moves us. He never tells you what to do. He just supports whatever you decide to do because he knows that what you do is like what you're feeling. So
right.
That's just been really a good thing for this duo. And this CD is kind of the result of 3 years of having that gig and coming up with some new repertoire and just kind of exploring what we already had going.
That's one of the things I like about your recordings, be it with Dennis or in the Recession 7 or just you and Andy, is the repertoire that you guys come up with is amazing, okay? This first song that we're going to play is one that the late Mark Pompei did and composed.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, this song has a lot of meaning for me. I was given the Mark Pompei recording, Nobody Else But Me, by Rusty Jones.
Yep.
Right when I moved here, I met Rusty. It was kind of before I even knew Mark. I had met him briefly, but Rusty gave me this CD, the drummer on the CD. And it also featured Larry Novak.
Larry Novak and piano.
It was beautiful. I mean, it's an amazing recording. Anyway, Rusty gave it to me, and I took it home, and I had met, like I said, I met Mark a couple times, but, you know, I had a connection with him, but just very briefly. And then I heard, the whole album is amazing, but I heard the song Nothing, and it just stopped me in my tracks like nothing ever has. And I replayed it about 10 times in a row, and I was just like bawling, crying. It just had so much of an effect on me. And I called Mark on the phone and I called him crying. And I just remember because he said, "You get me." And at that moment I was like, "Yes, I get you." And then he got me too, because it was kind of like anyone who would, I think he probably felt anyone who would really understand and love that song understood him and what he was about, because he was one of the most magical and deep and spiritual people I've ever met.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was almost too hip for the room.
Oh, Yeah, okay. Way too hip. I feel like a lot of people didn't get Mark.
It went right over their heads. And yeah, the first time I heard him, I was blown away too. So I heard him, Rusty, and I forget who the piano, it wasn't Larry, it was a different piano player, but I heard him somewhere, and it was just like, oh my God, I gotta get this guy CDs, you know.
I'm so happy that you love Mark too. But anyway, yeah, so I've always wanted to, you know, it's hard to do a song that you've heard somebody else do that actually wrote it, because nobody else has, I don't think, ever recorded this song except for Mark. So, you know, for years I kind of wanted to learn it, but it just seemed like it was Mark's song. Oh, and it is. I mean, it's Mark's song. Yeah. You got to hear Mark's recording. Don't listen to my recording. Listen to Mark's recording. But over the pandemic, I finally got around to learning it, and started doing it with Andy. I started doing it with Dennis, and Dennis really took to it. He loved it too, and he kind of added a few things. He kind of changed some of the harmony, but I think Mark would approve.
Yeah, I think so too. Shall we play it?
Yeah.
All right, let's do
it. Let's go find Dennis.
This is This is Nothing, composed by Mark Pompei, Dennis Luxian, and Petra Van Alsen. We're going to go let Dennis in the door while this is on DCB Jazz for a Saturday morning.
Is mostly gone. Somebody once said, living in your head is hardly any way to carry on. meaning nothing. Either way, Lisa lifts her face up to the rain, contemplates a spider spinning lace, has the time to watch a snail at a snail's pace. All we say and do, all we ever knew, if not for little moments that are real. Comes to nothing, nothing,
And that was Petra Van Aus and Dennis Luxton from their brand new one, From Me to You, Mark Pompei's composition, Nothing. You're right, Petra. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Just an awesome, awesome cut. And we have found Dennis Luxton roaming the hallways here in College of DuPage.
Roaming the parking lot.
Roaming the great outdoors.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. So we just had to do a quick mic check to make sure he's okay. But he's really good. Okay. So welcome, Dennis. I'm glad you found us. And
glad to be here. Thanks for opening the door.
Ready to spend the next 45 minutes with you and Petra talking about the new CD. I already had Petra talk about the Le Piano gig, but maybe you can expound a little bit on that. And who found who first? Do you remember how you guys met?
Petra found me.
Yeah? Okay.
Who were they playing with? Joe and Art Davis?
The first time I ever... Actually, right. When Andy and I, my husband, guitarist Andy Brown, and I moved to Chicago, our good buddy from Cincinnati, where we're from, Joe Policastro, a bass player, said, "You got to hear this piano player. He's playing at the top of the Hancock Tower, right?"
Oh,
I don't know where that gig was. It could be. I've played there.
Yeah, and that we came to see you. And that was the first time I was introduced to Dennis and his music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Something else, man. He's something else. The real deal. All right, let's pick another song. Petra, I'll let you pick that one. I kind of picked that one, but you go ahead and tell me which one. Well, I have to cue it up, so you got to tell me which one we want.
I don't know, what about Dennis picking one?
Was that the only one so far?
That's the only one.
Then, of course, the title track.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, okay, that's one of my favorites, too. And we are talking about cut number 9. So let's go up to number 9. All right, a little background for me, and then I have you guys give a little background, too. Bob Dogan was and still is one of my favorite performers, rest his soul. And the first time I heard this is on a album he did of all vocals, okay? And, yeah, it's just fantastic.
It's one of my favorites.
And this is a very, very heartwarming song that he did. Petra and I, we've talked about this one for a long, long time, and why don't you guys go a little bit on it?
About this tune? Well, Bob was a very prolific composer, and quirky composer. I mean, he had his own thing, but you wouldn't hear probably what you would expect to listen to a new Bob Dylan tune. They weren't, you know, generic swing tunes or something. Each one would have a particular color and quality.
Sometimes monkish.
The Old Leprechaun is one of his tunes, and that's okay. It's kind of monk meets, you know, his Irish roots. And a good friend of mine, well, several good friends, but especially Dan DiLorenzo, bass player, had played with Bob for years and years.
Oh, yeah.
So I personally didn't really know Bob too much, but, you know, through Dan somewhat. And at some point we were sharing, you're talking about steady gigs. So I was playing a steady gig many years ago at the Hilton on Michigan Avenue.
Okay.
And Bob was too, so we crossed paths there somewhat. Got a chance to really hear him. So, you know, I don't know exactly how this choice, you know, of tune came up. You must have picked it.
Oh yeah, because I'm like you. I mean, I love Bob Dylan. I used to go hear him all the time too. And this tune in particular, well, that recording you mentioned where he's singing and playing, oh, that is like.
Yeah,
I love that. That's one of my.
I've played that many times here on my show.
All the tunes on that are great, but the best tune on that album was, of course, his own tune. Because when you write something yourself, you're really living it. And I just, when I heard this tune, like nothing, it stopped me in my tracks. Upon first hearing, I knew one day I was going to learn it. But like nothing, you know, when you hear the composer do it and you hear how well Bob Dylan does it, you kind of feel like it's his. He owns that song. He does own that song. So you kind of, you don't even think of yourself doing it. But I just always knew how much I liked it. So I remember asking Bob about it, and he gave me the sheet music. He gave me his own, you know, handwritten music of it. And I said I was going to learn it. And I think he was excited because I don't know that many people that, except, well, actually, Mark Pompey did a lot of Dylan tunes. And
yeah, he did. He did.
Jeannie Lambert, one of my other favorite singers, did a lot of Dylan tunes, and Dan DiLorenzo, and all those people. But I think he was just excited somebody wanted to learn his tune, so he gave me the sheet music, and then of course I sat on it forever. And but during the once again during the pandemic, during the lockdowns, there was some extra time. And
did you do it during any of those, like when you and Andy were doing from your house, did you do
I did one. It was that we did a live stream with actually Dan DiLorenzo and Joe Adamick, and that was Bob Dylan's rhythm section. So, I remember it being really excited because I had just learned it, and we did it on,
one
live
of those?
Stream. Yeah,
I'll have to go back and see if I can find it. Anyway, shall we do it? Okay, let's do From Me to You on DCB Jazz for a Saturday morning.
Shining your dreams, everything you want, everything that makes you happy. From me to you, flowers on your doorstep, shelter from the rain, joyous moments lasting, always free from pain, love that's safe and strong, music in your soul forever. Never shall you weep, never shall you go without sleep, never shall you doubt. Never shall you be without wishes that come true, songs that have much meaning for you, skies are clear. A world that's happy. From me to you, sunshine in your dreams, everything you want, everything that makes you happy. From me to you, flowers on your doorstep, shelter from the rain, joyous moments lasting, always free from pain, love that's safe and strong, music in your soul forever. Never shall you weep, never shall you go without sleep, never shall you doubt, never shall you be without wishes that come true, songs that have much meaning for you, skies all clear. A world that's happy. From me to you.
Petra, that is as good as Bob's version. Yeah.
Doubtful, but thank you.
No, it is. It's awesome.
If it is, it's only because of Dennis.
All right. Dennis, you had something to talk about on that one, too.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, one of the reasons is because there are, you know, there's a great version by Bob. So why would we record it again, you know, unless we had something to add or be a little different? And so I guess one thing that, you know, with all the songs on here, we didn't want to put them out unless there was something kind of we could put our stamp on every tune. Okay. And in this case, this is a very poetic song, From Me to You. And I guess I had a little different of opinion with Bob, not that we discussed it, just musically. I just wanted the pacing to be a little different, you know, just to be a little more reflective, because it is so beautiful and gives you something to think about. So it's a little more stretched out with some interludes and just some moments to wait and take a deep breath. Mm. So hopefully everybody enjoys that.
Very nicely done. Very nicely done. Petra, anything else on that one?
Just that Dennis always puts his own stamp on everything, and that's what's fun for me, is because he just creates such a lush cushion, mm-hmm. and then I just get to, like, lay on the cushion and enjoy, you know, kind of what he's kind of laid out. He creates such a beautiful setting, and it just makes it so simple for me to tell a story, because he's painting the picture too.
Yep, he's right there with you.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay, well, should we show a little bit more of Dennis's piano magic?
Heck yeah.
Okay, we'll take a left turn here away from the new CD and just do a real quick thing here with Dennis Luxon and Michael Rayner. They had a quartet a number of years ago. DLMR4 is the name of the self-titled, self-produced CD. And you're going to hear some piano magic from Dennis on All the Things You Are at 90.9 FM WDCB. Thank you. some piano magic from Dennis Luxon, from the Dennis Luxon Michael Reynolds Quartet, recorded a number of years ago. I don't see a date on here, Dennis, but nice version of All the Things You Are, and a very, very young Greg Ward there on saxophone.
He's still very young to me.
Yeah, he is.
No.
Yeah.
Musically mature, but
yeah.
So that was part of actually it started out just getting together at Michael Rayner's place to, you know, just play through tunes just for fun, just sort of an informal jam session, if you will. And then Michael had the idea of applying for the State Department Lincoln Center program that stopped right after we did it. And they would send bands out all over the world for a month or 6 weeks.
Maybe a change in presidency? I don't know.
It's actually Lincoln Center that pulled out. And was because the State Department was wanting more hip-hop or other things, things other than jazz.
Okay.
You know, whereas Lincoln Center, as part of their jazz program, they were pushing, you know, jazz. So they didn't think it was worth their while after that year.
Okay.
But we were lucky to get selected and then, you know, do a month-long tour in Africa. So it was fantastic.
Oh, man, you know? That's awesome. All right, at 9:36, I must tell you, my name is Jay Green. I'm in for the hang each and every Saturday morning here on Chicago's Home for Jazz. I have Petra Van Aus and Dennis Luxon in the studio with me, and we are talking and playing their new release titled From Me to You. Now, up next, Petra picked this one, okay, from Michelle Legrand and the Bergmans, The Windmills of Your Mind. How did you come across this one?
I mean, I think we've all heard The Windmills of Your Mind somewhere here or there, but trumpeter Bobby Lewis here in Chicago gave me a bootleg recording of him playing with my favorite singer, Peggy Lee, back in the late 60s here in Chicago. And on that recording that Bobby gave me, there was a moment where Peggy Lee turns the microphone over to her drummer at that time, Grady Tate.
Okay.
And he was singing The Windmills of Your Mind. And that's when I think I had heard it before, but
it clicked.
Man, ooh, Grady Tate's version, wow.
Yeah.
Very deep, and once again, just amazing lyrics that just touch your soul. And this one is just about life. Everything about it, the windmills of your mind, the circular way that everything is just cycles in life.
Comes
and
around.
I don't know, maybe we were just talking about all things Dutch when we were on break, and being of Dutch heritage, the windmills of your mind, that
there
appeals to me too.
Okay.
I love anything that mentions windmills.
I never even thought of that. All right, shall we do it?
Deep tune, yep.
Let's do it. At 90.9 FM, WDCB.
Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon or a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway, names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over in the autumn of goodbyes, for a moment you could not recall the color of his eyes. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your
It doesn't get any prettier than that, you know? What a fantastic song. Those people wrote, oh my God, such beautiful things.
I know, and anything with Alan and Marilyn Bergman lyrics is a total winner.
Oh yeah.
They're yep. The best.
Yep, they are. They are. Any comments on that one, Dennis? No?
No.
Okay.
Nay.
Okay.
I'd like to give a comment by my husband, Andy Brown.
Okay.
He just said that he loves that song, but also just like a lot of the things on this CD, because of kind of the range of, especially maybe with what Dennis does, the different styles, and that one almost is quasi classical in a way. And he just said that it's he just thinks it's an interesting CD because it's kind of, I guess, under it's a jazz, but you know, whatever it is, it's kind of a our own mix of just a variety of styles from kind of
many
compiling
places,
all the different places and right. different things that we've been influenced by, and that one in particular I think is different, you know.
Okay. All right, so when is the CD release party?
May 13th.
It's a Monday night. We always do late night on every Saturday night. We play at Le Piano in Rogers Park from 11 to 1, but we're doing a special CD release party on a special Monday night.
Okay.
Monday, May 13th from 7 to 10, because we want to do it at a time when
people are awake.
People are awake, and they might come and actually maybe eat dinner. There's excellent food at the piano, cocktails, and have an experience during normal hours.
Normal jazz.
We're normally abnormal, so at our normal time of 11 to 1. So this is our, we're doing something for the people. 7 to 10,
beautiful.
Monday, May 13th.
That's beautiful. Yeah, you always, about a month ago, you had three gigs on a Saturday. You did the Fitzgerald's Noon thing.
I remember it. I did a library.
Yeah.
And then I did Andy's Jazz Club, and then I played at the piano with Dennis. And then I woke up the next morning and did my brunch gig.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
Well, many, many Saturdays you have won my Road Apple Award.
Thank you.
So. Now, that's a good thing, okay? Road Apple means that you're all over the place, okay? That's how I phrase that, okay? But Petra's won that many, many times over. And Andy, too. Yeah, I mean.
And Dennis, too.
And, yeah.
He's busy, too. We're
very busy.
We're trying to keep busy. That's what we do.
Yep, okay. All right, so let's raise the tempo a little bit, okay? We're going to do one from the Book of Cole Porter and two darn hot. Dennis Luxon and Petra Van Aus on DCB Jazz for a Saturday morning. I'm sorry about that. I've got the wrong song queued up. We need to go to number 8. Okay, hold on here. What's it doing to me? Let's go to this one. Okay, here's Too Darn Hot on a different CD player.
It's too darn hot, too darn hot. I like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight, but I ain't up for my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot, too darn hot. I like to coo with my baby tonight, pitch the woo with my baby tonight. With my baby tonight, pitch the woo with my baby tonight, but brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average guy you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low, when the thermometer goes way up and the weather sizzling hot, Mr. Pants, for romance is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot, too darn hot. It's too, too darn hot. Thank you. lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. When a thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants, for romance is not. 'Cause it's too, too, too darn hot. Too darn hot. It's too, too darn hot.
All right, too darn hot. From Petra Van Aus and Dennis Luxon, we raised the tempo a little bit on that one. From Me to You is their brand new one. And Petra, before I forget, let me get the next song on here, because we could talk in between songs. And, you want a number four. Okay. There we go. All right. Anything with Cole Porter or no?
No. But I don't know if Petra would have anything to say about this, but she had mentioned, maybe you did, that, this is an eclectic CD. There's, some Cole Porter, there's a country tune, there's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, some originals from Chicago composers. Right. And it kind of reflects my musical background. My first steady gig when I was in Champaign as a student, kind of a dropped out of school student at some point, was in a country and western bar. So
okay.
I went to school for classical music. I have a whole bunch of different influences, like different kinds of jazz, different kinds of pop music even. So it's nice putting a CD out that reflects all those musical influences. It might be confusing to some, because they want a lot of something in particular, but this kind of touches a lot of bases.
Yeah, well, I think that's good too, because you get... Some people get in that, just that blinders, okay, and it's all Gershwin's and not that that's bad, okay, but I like the other stuff too, and that's what I try to play on my show in the mornings too. So let's do one of those, okay?
Sure.
Let's do, it's actually a Kris Kristofferson composition, Help Me Make It Through the Night, Petra Van Aus and Dennis Luxon, From Me to You. On DCB Jazz for a Saturday morning.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall. Lay it soft upon your cheek, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, and I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. And it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Mm-hmm. devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Yeah, so nicely done. Okay?
Thank you.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. A great song to insert, you know, to put it out there and get things this wide instead of this wide. Okay? And Kris Kristofferson, I mean, you can't say enough about him. Anyway, all right, we have had Petra Van Aus and Dennis Luxon in the studio today to talk about their brand new release, From Me to You. Petra, do you want to talk about tonight? What's going on?
Well, tonight and every Saturday night, Dennis and I play at Le Piano in Rogers Park for the Afterglow set from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. That happens each and every Saturday night, but we have a special CD release party for this CD on Monday, May 13th, from 7 to 10 p.m., dinner and drinks available. And also people can buy this CD at any of our gigs and or on my website, which is just petrasings.com.
I've been there a lot.
Oh, good. You're the one.
And Dennis, you got an afternoon gig somewhere, right? Today.
Well, not afternoon. It's kind of evening gig in Homewood.
Oh, okay.
I would say what it is, but I'm not even sure. I think it's the Homewood Library. I hope that's where I'm going. I'll look later.
Okay. You'll look in this car on the way there. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But I would want to make a slight mention. If people were to come to Le Piano for our CD release or for anything else, that street is closed off. Mm. So be aware that you won't be able to drive right up to the door. And so the closest place is to walk north on Morse. It's right along the L tracks, the red line on Glenwood. But I just wanted to give a warning that you can't drive right up to the door.
Yeah, they've changed it to a nice little pedestrian-only street with like a cobblestone road, and there's outdoor seating. It's really
It's very nice.
Oh, yeah, that'll be
and
nice.
And especially when the weather's nice.
Weather gets good, okay. All right, well, listen, thank you guys for coming in on a Saturday morning. I don't get a lot of musicians coming in here on Saturday mornings, okay? But thank you much for coming in, Dennis and Petra, and their new...